Stephen Bradshaw also told the hearing he wasn't technically minded and didn't know if there were bugs in the system. Wendy Buffery was among the 700 sub-postmasters wrongly convicted of fraud. She says investigators were scary.
They were very forceful in what they had to say. It was repetitive. What have you done with the money? What have you done with it? Where is it? Despite however many times I'd tried to tell them what had happened.
South African lawyers have claimed Israel plans to destroy Gaza. They've accused Israel of genocide against Palestinians in a hearing at the International Court of Justice. Israel denies the claims. Iranian state television says it's captured an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman. The ship, St. Nicholas, was previously seized in April by the US as part of sanctions against Iran. The number of women in the UK dying within 6 weeks of childbirth is at its highest level in nearly 20 years. Thrombosis and blood clots in the veins are the biggest causes. Wendy Lunt's sister, Susie McLaughlin, died after having her fourth child in 2019 due to a rare blood pressure condition. Wendy says she was consistently turned away by medical professionals.
She was made to feel as though she was a hypochondriac. She was telling her doctors, you know, this doesn't feel right, I'm so early in the pregnancy, I'm breathless all the time. And she just basically kept getting, like, the door shut in her face, like, it's fine, it's just a pregnancy.
NHS waiting lists in England have fallen for a second consecutive month by more than 95,000. But the figures only go up to November and don't include the impact of the junior doctors' strike last month. And petrol is now cheaper than at any point in more than 2 years. The AA says the average cost of a litre of unleaded was £1.40 yesterday, the lowest since October 2021. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now tonight is cloudy but expected to remain dry. However, there is a slight risk of some patchy light rain or drizzle. None here at the moment in Brentwood, but who knows. A noticeable northeasterly breeze will continue tonight as well. But tomorrow on Friday, it will start overcast with low cloud. It's expected to be mainly dry and few brighter spells to develop later as well. Still with that breezy, awful, chilly, northerly east wind breeze coming on tomorrow with the highs of 6.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Wrong one on there, I'm a... Hang on a minute, here we go. Oh, it's the last hour of Drive, and I'm almost putting a Christmas song on, and now here we go. I suppose it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. As I say, I know time's going fast, but goodness me.
You could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know.
Yeah, so Michelle is back in the studio again. It feels like you never left.
Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just
be. Yeah, so that Michael Bublé is Michelle Spencer's theme tune. Our well-being coach slash guru, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, good, good, good. Apart from playing Christmas songs again, but yeah.
I'm crashing into everything here, yeah, sorry. I'm like a mess. I'm a wreck today.
Yeah, you're
I'm
like not. The wall in her home church that blew over.
Yeah, that's it. Just wrecking.
Anyway, well, I know what you've got coming up tonight. It's all been all over the socials, so I almost knocked over my bottle there. So
yeah. Well, I thought we would talk about our hamstrings. So the hamstrings are the muscles of the back of our legs. And often when we talk about yoga, we talk about stretching. And there is a thing, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this word, but there is a thing you can get, and yoga teachers get it often. It's called yoga butt. Mm. And that's where you get a little bit of a, I don't know if you ever get it, that not a pain in the bum, but, you know, like pain in the bottom. The you know, there's a muscle between the bottom and the hamstring, and sometimes you get like a little bit of a cramp in it.
A little bit of a twinge.
Yeah, twinge. So that's what we call yoga butt.
Ah.
And but what it is, it's just a signal of hamstring weakness.
Ooh.
So because in yoga, we tend to stretch a lot, and a lot of people think it's all about stretching, but we also do focus a bit on strengthening. Mm-hmm. So I want to come and talk a bit about strengthening our hamstrings and why we need to do that.
Okay.
So hamstrings, like I said, they're the muscle in the back of the leg behind the thighs, just in case anyone's not up onto their terminology. I've had that before where I've kept using the term glutes and someone actually raised their hand in class and went, what's a glute? I'm like, you know, your bottom. So anyways, and they're really important. It's in charge of kind of flexing your knees and using your knees, also in charge of slowing you down. So when you're going full tilt forward, you need your hamstrings to slow you down, help you stop, help you change direction.
Yeah.
Again, that's often why we see footballers get a hamstring injury on the pitch, right? It's when they've stopped, changed direction really quick. Yeah. You can pull, tear, sprain your hamstring muscle. So there are a few exercises we can do. So are you ready to exercise?
Here we go.
We'll start with one in the chair. How's that?
Yay!
Good. So just we can. Happy so job. If you're at home, you can follow along. You can do this one as well. And if you're coming along to yoga classes with me, we'll be doing a lot of these in class if you haven't already been along. So starting in our chair, let's just start nice and tall, sitting up nice and tall. I've just got to adjust the mic here a bit. And we're going to use the leg, obviously. So let's just take the right leg. Let's just lift it slightly up off the floor, the right foot.
Yeah. And does your foot have to be flat as you lift it off, or could you just be tippy-toeing it?
No, take it right off the floor. Right, so can you feel you're using the muscle in the leg straight away?
Yeah.
And then let's extend, so straighten the knee.
Right.
So Joe's seeing if I'm cheating.
No, just seeing if there's any wires I was going to catch.
Oh, okay. And there then just bring it back in and bring it back to the floor.
All right, that's pretty simple. Yeah.
If you find it difficult, so if you do have a weakness or you're sitting there, you're in a chair most of the day, you can just start by just straightening and bending the knee.
But sitting up straight.
Sitting up straight, and then move to lifting up the leg and straightening the knee. And then bringing it back in. So do about 10 on one side and then switch legs.
Oh, that's nice. You can do that anyway, couldn't you?
Yeah. That's it. So if you're sitting at the office, and that's the other thing.
Not on the train, though, because you might trip someone up.
It'd be awesome if everybody on the train did it all at once.
All at once. Ready now?
Yeah, that's it. And a 1, 2, 3. Anyways.
Sorry.
Sidetrack. But yeah, especially if you're in the office, because that's the other thing. If you're if you're sitting all day long for a job, or you do lots of running, and I get lots of runners in my yoga classes who don't stretch. So if you do lots of running or you do lots of sitting, you've got an imbalance in the hamstring because you tend not to use it as much. So if you sit there, if you're in an office job, you could sit here and just do that one easily.
I'm doing it. I'm still doing it now.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Look at that, Joe. So the other one you could do is this one. These couple next ones would be on the floor maybe. So you could come onto the floor, come onto your hands and knees, and we'll take the right leg behind us, extend it behind us, and lift the right leg up off the floor. And it's called donkey kicks. So you're going to then bring the right foot towards the bottom and then extend it back out again and then lower it down.
Yeah,
so you're on all fours, you're lifting up the right leg, extending it out, bringing it back, extending it out, bringing the foot to the bottom, extending, and then releasing back to the floor. Yeah?
Imagine a
donkey kicking.
Yeah.
Locust Superman, we've talked about that one before, where we come onto our bellies. Imagine you're Superman or Superwoman. Arms are extended out long. Yeah, or Wonder Woman if you want to be.
Yes.
Arms are extended long. But then you're going to lift the arms and the legs up off the floor.
Yeah, whilst laying flat on your belly.
On your belly, yeah. And you could, I think, do this one on the chair, too.
Yeah, or at least do the top of your arms as you're up straight. So at least one part of your body's
bent. That's it, yeah. So that's our locust. And then reverse plank. So reverse plank or reverse tabletop. Again, so you start sitting on the floor. You could do this one in the chair as well. And you push yourself up. But you, if you're in the chair, extend the legs long. Don't do it in a rolling chair because just realizing Joe and I might just have an accident here. But if you're in a stable chair, what you could do is you push yourself up and so that you're coming onto the heels of the feet and you're pushing up with a hand and you're doing a reverse plank, basically.
Yeah.
On the floor, it's a little bit safer. If that's too much for you, you can just keep the knees bent and you do what we call a reverse tabletop as well. So, and I always go around, and you really have to think about this when you have to really push the bottom up. So you're really engaging those hamstrings and you're pushing the glutes up. And I always say, like, if I was to come around with a bottle of water or a glass of water, you want to keep it stable on the belly. You don't want it to drop down. So those are just a couple little hamstring exercise strengtheners you can do.
They're brilliant, because even just the basic ones, just you use hamstrings for everything, even you're sitting down all day as well. So, so I like that one where you're sitting down.
Yeah, that's it.
Because sometimes you just do that automatically. You know, like, I'm sitting at the desk a lot working, and I've got me, and I'm like, oh, you stretch your legs, even though if you haven't got time to get up, because you're still typing away.
Yeah, and that's it. And if you're not getting up lots and you're sitting lots, it does, like, if you have weak hamstrings, it does start leading to lower back problems. Sure. You'll start getting tight hips, lower back problems. So often when people say, oh, I've got back pain, it can be easily sorted simply by strengthening your glutes or stretching out the hips. Hips, little bits like that. So often lower back pain's not anything sinister, right? It tends to be that it's either you've been sitting for a long time, can be posture. Upper back pain tends to be posture, but lower back pain tends to be that you've just been sitting for a long time, or you've got weak hamstrings, tight hips.
So how many repetitions should you do with the one with, you call the donkey kick, when you're on all fours?
I would do maybe 10 on each side. Right, it depends on how fit you are and how often you go. If you feel like you want to do more, I would do 10 to 15, take a break, then do maybe another 10. So maybe three sets of 10 to 15 on each side.
Yeah, to build up. Lovely.
Yeah, that's
it. Michelle, thank you. So where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me at the gym. You can find me at Better Gym. You can find me at Anytime Fitness, or you can find me in Hornchurch at Fairkites Art Center.
Yes.
And I'm there 5 days a week. You can find me on the internet, or as Peter Kay says, the tinternet. And you can find me at www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk.
All the links, obviously, as well, on the Phoenix FM website. Go to Joe Bailey or Drive. And if you miss any of the episodes, you think, if you're listening for the first time, think, I fancy having a listen and see what was going on. We've got all the what we call episodes now up for you. They're only about 10 minutes long as well, aren't they?
Just enough time. Yeah, that's
not
it.
Not because I could listen to you all day. I mean, like, with me rambling on, I mean, that's it. Yeah. As well to do the exercise. But they're always nice and simple exercises as well that you can do.
That's it.
And you can make them more complicated yourself as well if you wish. So it's, that's what I love about this.
And that's the idea. We want people to start being more active. But also, like like I said, anyone can do yoga, or anyone can do these exercises. It should be open up to anyone, even if you're in a chair most of the day.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hang on. Dear, I need some mind activity, I think. Right, now, I did promise you before, just before the news, I said that the Pet Shop Boys' first number one was going to kick this hour off. And what did I do? No, I started playing a Christmas song. So, here it is. Do you know what the number one was? Right, now, I did...
Oh, what's that?
Oh, goodness me, here we go.
Your head, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, the dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, the dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. Whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
In a western town, the dead end world,
you home. We've got no future, we've got no past. Here today, built to last in every city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Finland Station.
Management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Phoenix FM on Thursday, 11th of Jan, at 5:18 already. Now, Michelle is almost gone, but she did have a request from one of her yogis, Annie Lennox, on Walking on Broken Glass. Great song choice, that one. Thank you for that. That's Annie Lennox with Walking on Broken Glass here on Phoenix FM. Now, taking us up to the travel. There's not much on the roads at the moment, but who knows what can happen in the next 4 minutes. Whilst we listen to Rolling Stones with Gimme Shelter here on Phoenix FM.
FM travel news.
Well, the A127 eastbound is one lane closed for emergency gas works from before the A129 at the Rainy Weir towards Dawes Heath Road. And it's really slow traffic back to the A176 Note Bridge. Also delays on A130 southbound approaching the Rettenden Turnpike. You've got northbound back to the A13 on the A130 and also A13 eastbound to Five Bells. A1245 southbound as well to Roarough Lanes. That's causing all issues there. Also, yes, the A1023 temporary traffic lights, major problems there. So signals due to the main gas works. So the London roads at Spittle Lane, you're looking at around sort of a 10 to 15 minute wait time there. A1245 northbound, slow traffic between A130 and the Fair Glen interchange. Here in Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road towards the High Street and Wilson's Corner. In Selmsford, slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Colchester, slow traffic on Mill Road between Brinkley Road and Via Urbis Rumney. And the usual traffic around Colchester. Hot spots there as well, including Southend as well. We've got slow moving traffic on Westbourne Grove, southbound between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. Heading over to the tubes, again, the rail's been ever so good for us today. There's severe delays, though, on the central line due to a shortage of train. It's good to hear that normal service has now resumed on the Metropolitan line. And of course, the underground station is still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. But the Piccadilly line, there's still minor delays between Cockfosters and Arnos Grove, between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, and between Acton Town and Uxbridge. Also, on the Piccadilly line, trains are not stopping eastbound at South Ealing, but there's a good service throughout the rest of the network.
Now I put me first.
Debbie Flynn. Yeah, really making waves in the soul and R&B world now. We have another request. We've got the Manic Street Preachers coming up, even with A Design for Life. And also our Shake It Off session. I'm going back again to a bit of disco. We're going to have sort of like a slower kind of good fun song. We've got Calling the Gang coming up with Let's Go Dancing anytime between now and 6 p.m. But of course, here is, I'll say it right this time, Manic Street Preachers with A Design for Life.
Thank you. you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, so taking a look at what's happening tonight. Obviously, the wonderful Darren's going to be taking over from me from 6 o'clock. And then John Chubb presents an hour of news from local non-league football. Actually, the brilliant Jack Patmore, big up to Jack Patmore, is going to be talking to Great Wakering Rovers manager Marcus Bowers ahead of their FA fourth round tie this Saturday as well. Then we've got Bumper to Bumper. Yes, you're into alt and indie from the 60s right up to the nowies. Then Gareth Williams is where you want to be at 8 o'clock. Listening to him. And of course, as I gave a shout out for Madeline Christie earlier, who's on the night shift from 10 p.m. till midnight, even though it's still saying a brand new country show. She's been here for almost a year now. I'm pretty positive of that. Anyway, she's going to be chatting to singer-songwriters Adele and Andy. And as I turn the volume up, we do have the wonderful Darren here now. Hello, Darren.
How are you?
Oh, good, yeah. The perfect time. You walked into the studio. I was playing your promo.
I have that effect on people.
Anyway, what you got coming up tonight? What you got going on?
Really, really busy show. I've got to cram a lot into 1 hour, but right. We like it that way. Mm. There's all kinds of news going around. I've got the grumbler, Richard Clark.
I love that name.
Who usually, he's a grumbler.
Is it? Is that why he's called the grumbler?
Because he grumbles.
Is it?
That's all he does, he grumbles. Right. But there's a lot to grumble about this week in the world of cricket. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's almost turning like football where, you know, you get owners that come in to take over clubs and the fans don't like it and that kind of stuff. And there's, I will talk about it. If you are keen on that kind of stuff, just keep it locked to Phoenix.
It's giving me shivers already, the thought of that. It's horrible.
I tell you what gives me shivers. It's just weather.
I know. It's even a bit chilly in here now, really.
It's better than last week, because last week, this time, I don't know if you remember, it was pouring with rain.
It was.
Now, unless you work at Phoenix FM, you won't know that this time of year it's very, very dark outside the entrance to the studio. It is also very, very wet. And when you get a lot of rain and you can't see, what you tend to do is what I did last week when I finished my show, is come out the front door, step off the main step, and straight into 6 inches of water.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it?
With not one, but both feet.
So you jumped off the step then, you?
Well, I think people might have said I was breakdancing away.
Well, thank goodness you didn't slip, though, to be fair. But it's quite a big dip on the water there, to be fair.
There is.
I know, but Darren, you've been here long enough. You should know by now.
I know.
It's one of those things, though. You run out of the studio, you just don't think, do you? It's so, like you say, it's pitch black.
In the good old days, you could park right outside there. But for reasons we won't go into, we're not allowed to. You've got to park all the way up in the main car park.
I almost slipped up the other day as well. I thought, thank goodness no one's watching. Oh. Be one of those things all over the internet, do you know? I was like,
you'll be on MDB being framed.
I wouldn't have been the one getting £200, though, that's for sure. But yeah, I don't know. But do you ever know anyone that does all those sort of shows or been in anything like that?
No, I've never known. Is it worth it for is it so much as £200?
It was always £200. It's £200 in the '80s.
Because they sell it off to everyone around the world. They make a fortune out of it. And also they go, I've got £200 and they've just made £20,000. You know?
I know. It don't seem fair, does it?
No.
But that's life, isn't it, Darren?
That is life.
I'm sounding like the grumbler now, aren't I? Yeah. So you also play brilliant music as well, so it's not just all chat, you play.
No, we've got a bit of Northern Soul tonight, we've got a bit of Blondie, we've got bit of Status Quo. Don't hear that on the radio very much.
All over the world.
No, not that one. It's the name of an old pirate station, radio station.
Oh, is it? I can't think what it is. Oh, my goodness.
Caroline.
Oh, God. We whisper that one. What did you say it was, Caroline?
Yeah,
excellent stuff. All right. Well, listen, coming up after the break, don't forget we've still got Guess the Intro and we've got the Shake It Off session. But let's have a listen to Guess the Intro just before the ads. Cheers, Darren. See you at 6.
Okay.
Guess the Intro.
celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. Shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off.
Come down.
Listen to that all day. Calling the gang, let's go dancing. Ooh la la la. Always have to say that, always. It just feels wrong. Right, so the guess the intro was... Yes, of course, Coldplay. And I'm going to play you out also with George Michael, Mary J. Blige, because it's her birthday. Stick around for Darren. And I'll see you tomorrow between 3 and 6. Thanks for listening in. Take care. Bye.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to
can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. This is all as born as new. You know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the stars. Another day. Yesterday I know I'm living, but tomorrow couldn't make me the past, but that I mustn't feel, 'cause you're here.
Now I know deep in my mind the love of me I felt behind.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.